you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance. Friday night under the lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night.
Three,
but when it comes to writing
four,
a business plan,
five,
that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Fenn. The folks at Boss Fenn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Fenn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Fenn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday night under the lights. Welcome back. Tonight's show being made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts, the name with two K's in it, and their website has all of the ways that they can help you with your credit. So creditconcepts.com, it's all there. All right, let's go to the telephone. Now, John Luke McCord kind of alluded to Poplarville as being one of the best teams in the state. Clay Sweet, he won't just allude, he'll just tell us. They're the best team in the state, right, Clay?
Yeah, Poplarville with a big win tonight. 7-1, they run their record out to with a 26-14 win over the Danis Jackson led Summerall Bobcats. Summerall, a tough club with Danis back there at quarterback. He's got the potential each and every play to hit you with a big play, and he did that a couple times tonight, but just really hard-nosed defense, and then that wing T offense for Poplarville, grinding clock and yardage. So a big win for Poplarville tonight.
You know, Clay, Poplarville, of course, has had a really super program for the last couple of 3 years. Is this team as good as the one from 2 years ago?
That's tough to say. You know, you had a difference maker in that club on Austin Bolton, who's gone on to play for Mississippi Gulf Coast. The defense may be a little bit better than that club. So it's just it's hard to compare. They're different teams. The one factor that stays the same, they're averaging about 9 yards per carry in that wing T formation. Look, a lot of people try to run the wing T, but they just run it to perfection.
And a lot of people, you know, Clay, first of all, it takes a special person, a broadcaster, to call a team that's running the wing T. I mean, you've got to really follow the football. And if you got to follow it as a broadcaster, think about what those linebackers are going through.
Yeah, well, I've been called a lot of things, and a special broadcaster's been but I do the best I can, and no, I can't imagine trying to follow that pig skin, and then by the time you locate it, it's normally by you in this offense.
That's right. I think probably the only other offense that kind of compares to it, maybe the Notre Dame box. But this Poplarville team, I mean, they've got one loss. And who did they lose to? Refresh my memory.
They lost to Picayune. Lost to Picayune that first week in a really close ball game. And then, of course, y'all know the quality team that Picayune has there on the 5A level.
Yeah, I tell you, and that is turning into quite a good rivalry between you and Picayune over there. Well, congratulations on your win next week. Are you back home next week?
No, we go on the road to a rival Purvis club, and then we finish out the regular season with a really improved Lawrence County team. So the next two ball games should be fun.
Well, they ought to be. Hey, listen, Clay, thanks a lot for taking that time out of your schedule to spend some time with us here on Friday Night on the Lights. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
We certainly appreciate the opportunity. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Clay. All right, let's go to the telephones now. And DP, Daryl Palmer on hold. And DP, we're sitting here talking about this Northwest Rankin team, and I looked at George and I said, "Who are these guys? I mean, they're knocking people off, and wow, what a team this team is."
Probably got one of the best group of skill players on offense I've seen on a high school team in quite a while. We look at Jamari Jones.
Yeah.
I heard you talking earlier, of course, about Phillip Short is at MRA. He was our backup quarterback last year. Jamari, of course, was the starting quarterback. Phillip had to go to MRA, and Jamari, of course, is just taking charge of everything. Dee Baker, Jarian Jones, the Mississippi State commit. Marquise Tanner, H-back. T.J. Lindsey, a little running back that's just dynamite. These guys really put it together tonight, put up 34 straight points after going down 7-0. This team's impressive.
It's been a team in the making, DP. I think a lot of people may not understand that. It's not like this is a flash in the pan. These guys have been getting better, starting with about a couple of years ago, starting putting together. And, they're playing and knocking off teams that they might have lost to 2 years ago.
Well, this is Coach Collins' fourth year at Northwest Rankin, and he came in, and the first thing he said when he first got here, he said, "I got to get to the junior. I got to get to the middle school. I need to get those guys to buy into my program." And he started doing that. And the guys that are seniors this year were freshmen his first year 4 years ago, and so they've been with him now for 4 years. His big motto is family. These guys have bought into his system, bought into his way of coaching. He's got a tremendous defense. That's what's incredible is that how solid the defense is tonight. Again, I held Clinton to 7 points till late in the game. That 7 points for the first quarter, about a 46-yard pass play for a touchdown, and Clinton got on the board. But then from that point, the defense completely shut them out till late in the ball game when they picked up a score.
All right, so we left. Go ahead.
The score 34-14 really doesn't tell it. We had two touchdowns. Clinton had a muff punt. We went to scoop and score and weren't able to pick it up. Actually kicked it out the back of the end zone. Clinton gets the touchback. That should have been a touchdown, don't miss Rankin. Dee Baker was going into the end zone for a touchdown. Had the ball knocked out. I'd like to see a replay. I think he was across the plane, but probably where I was is not the best view. The umpire has a better view. But that's two touchdowns. That went out the back of the end zone for a touchback for Clinton. So that's two scores off the board right there. We had a 60-yard touchdown called back on a phantom holding call.
Whoa.
That would have been another score. So
that's 21 points, DP.
Pretty indicative of the actual how close the game was not.
All right, now, you got 6A, and there's the teams are starting to put their separation. What does this do for the Cougars moving forward with a couple of games left?
Well, three games left. We're number one, obviously. We're the only undefeated team left in our region, in Region 2-6A, with Starkville beating Madison Central tonight. Left us with the only undefeated team. We will play Greenville for homecoming next week, and then we'll travel to Madison Central, and then we'll close out the season at home against Murray in 3 weeks. So we're in the driver's seat to take care of business.
Well, I like your chances. I tell you, with the schedule that you got remaining, and, these folks over there at Northwest Rankin have been starving for this, DP, as you know, because you've been following them, and it's nice to know that they're putting it all together over there, and I think you're playing deep into November.
Very well could. Coach Brett Rivals' defense is, defense wins championships, offense sells tickets.
Yeah.
Right now we got a really good mix of both, and so we punted three times for an average of 51 yards a punt, too.
Man, you got it going over there. Hey, listen, man, we got to run. Thanks a lot for the update on that. Congratulations on the win. Enjoy your football weekend, because I know you will.
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it.
Thanks, DP. Wow, man, they are really playing well over there in Northwest Rankin. So we got the Northwest side. Let's get the Clinton side and bring in Ray Coleman, who was on the call for the Clinton Arrows. And Ray, you were on hold. You got to hear DP. Your thoughts of your ball game tonight with Northwest?
Yeah, man, I'm not going to be as excited as you.
I don't blame you.
As you might imagine, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, everything DP says is spot on. They have a really good football team over there in Rankin County, man, first and foremost. So the thing that happens for Clinton, they've done it past few games. Now, the turnovers, they kill us. And tonight, no exceptions. We had a couple of turnovers, whether it be interceptions, a couple of fumbles there, and it just led to extra possessions for Northwest Rankin. And the reason for the state, you can't give any team, you know, with except maybe one or two, can't give those teams like Madison Central, Starkville, Northwest Rankin extra possessions. We did that tonight, and then came back to fight. And he's right. They left a ton of points on the board, whether it be the touchdown from the banker that was called a touchback. They had another score that was called back for holding penalty. So it could have been a lot worse. I'm going to be flat out honest. The thing that Clinton has to do now is understand that their playoffs can technically start next week with their matchup on the road versus Warren Central.
Oh, boy. And I've done plenty of those Clinton-Warren Central games there in Viking Stadium. And it's a special feeling when you go over there. And to be sure now, Clinton is not out of the playoff hunt, correct?
That is correct. As of right now, Clinton and Warren Central both have the same regional record, 2-2 within region 2-6A. So essentially, you could be looking at you are looking at a matchup actually in Vicksburg between Warren Central and Clinton that can technically define the final spot in that region, because Northwest Rankin is unbeaten. Madison Central and Starkville now have the same record in the region. And so pretty much at this point, Clinton and Warren Central fighting for their final spot, because at the end of the day, Clinton's going to face Greenville after that, and then they'll close out with Starkville on the road. So at that point, we're talking about this game can define Region 2-6A, and that'll be set 1-4, you know, in a sense.
Yeah, kind of a winner take all next week as far as getting into the playoffs. It should be a good one. I'm telling you, that Warren Central Clinton series is something special, and George and I called those games for eons. And I know you're going to enjoy it, and it's just going to be high school football at its best. Ray Coleman, thank you for coming by and making us a part of your Friday night here on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Always a pleasure, man. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Ray. Boy, Ray's doing a good job with them over there, and that's tough. I mean, we've gone into that stadium to do games.
Yeah, you know, Warren Central's, I mean, in all honesty, they've had a little bit of a down year for them. They struggled a little bit tonight, but
based on their success for the last couple of years.
Right. But, I mean, like I say, they struggled a little bit, but they did find a way to beat Murrah tonight. But it was like 39-18, and Murrah was pretty competitive through the first half, for sure.
Did we get a Lanier score?
No, I don't have that yet.
I'd like to get that. Didn't they won six games? Something like that.
Yeah, they're like 6-2, but whoever they were playing tonight, and it just escapes me. South Pike was also 6-2. So we'll track that one down here in just a moment.
All right, well, we're going to step away and take a timeout coming up. Josh Jackson from Blitz 16, WAPT, will be alongside of us. We'll also be talking with Caleb Collins and Don Barnes about the Wendy's game of the week, which saw Macomb edge Florence. 40-34. So that was a humdinger down there tonight for our Wendy's Giant game of the week. Stick around. We got a lot more. We're going to be here till midnight tonight. You're listening and watching Friday Night Under the Lights. We'll take a timeout and be back with more in a moment. Thank you.
does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit concept at 800-985-9367. One call to credit concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts. Friday night under the lights, made possible tonight by the Boss Fin Group. They're cultivating small business in America. And George Broadstreet on my left, and Jake on assignment tonight.
Yeah.
He won't be back for quite a while.
Well, did want to throw in their score. Brandon won their eighth game of the year. They're now 4-0 in the district. They beat Meridian 35-12 tonight at Meridian.
In Ray Stadium.
In Ray Stadium. Of course, Meridian's now 3-5. They're having a little bit of a struggle. But, you know, I mean, we talk about Northwest Rankin, but who beat Northwest Rankin but Brandon?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Brandon loses to Clinton. I mean, go figure. I mean, I think it's like one of these things where, you know, these teams are, when you get right down to it, are fairly evenly matched. And so any given night, one of them can knock off the other.
Well, they're evenly matched for the first time in a long time. I mean, you know.
I mean, really evenly matched.
Yeah, I mean, anybody could beat the other one.
Right.
Could win it on the road, could lose it on the road.
Right. I think, you know, we thought Starkville was somewhat invincible. And then, you know, we saw what happened to them a couple of weeks ago at Northwest Rankin.
I still can't.
And nearly happened tonight in Madison Central. I mean, it was very, very close.
So Madison Central has how many losses?
That's
the
just
division?
Their first loss in the district.
Okay.
That's just they're 6-2 overall, and 3-1 in the district.
Yeah, and that's good enough to get you in right now.
And I think they lost to Brandon, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, go figure.
Well, Brandon's 4-0. They're in the driver's seat, I would think.
Right, but they're in a different district.
Right. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Hey, you talk about a non-conference schedule. Some of these 6A schools, they just beat each other up in the first part of the season.
And can I just throw this in, and I know we're wasting time for something else here, but, I mean, don't you think, I mean, do you think that hurt Prep tonight playing MRA, that most of Prep's schedule, I mean, they have a running clock by the second quarter?
Yeah.
I mean, I think MRA's schedule had been a little bit tougher. Maybe a little bit. I mean,
maybe they played Briarcrest.
They played Briarcrest. They, you know, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. Yes, yeah. But I mean, I'm just saying. I just think that maybe that hurt Prep a little bit. I think
what hurt Prep tonight was MRA.
Well, yeah.
I tell you what. But you're right. I mean, the schedule probably, when you look at it, MRA may have had a little tougher schedule getting to this point.
Mm-hmm.
But You know, we'll see. I mean, they're very quiet. Did JA play tonight, or were they off?
No, they were off tonight.
They were off tonight. Yeah. I tell you, they just were ready.
Yeah.
They were ready to play, and I think it sets up for a real nice playoff run situation, but yeah. Prep's really not been headed by anybody this year. I mean, mm-hmm. they've just kind of gone through the schedule. But
right.
I'm going to tell you, MRA was ready from the get-go tonight.
Well, I think when MRA beat Briarcrest a couple of weeks ago, that told you a lot. Mm-hmm. Briarcrest is pretty good.
And they said they were huge.
Yeah.
You know, and this MRA team is real big. But the thing that impresses me about them is they're as fast as they are big.
Right, which is a nice combination.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, like at Alabama, like, well, in the fourth quarter, they're putting their third or fourth string in. Well, they're still five-star players. I mean, what difference does it make, you know? It doesn't make any difference.
What do you mean you're a four-star? Go sit down.
Yeah, go sit down.
That's about the way it is. But I think time will tell. It's just hard for me to just fathom that a lot of the regular season for the MHSA, I mean, for the MHSA is coming to an end.
Yeah, I know.
A couple of games are done, they're in the playoffs.
This is the ninth week we've been doing this.
It's flying.
It's the first night below 75 degrees anyway.
Well, it makes me glad I hadn't had a chance to take my Christmas lights down from last year yet. So, anyway, have we got, okay, let's go to the telephone with Josh Jackson and Blitz 16 man on a mission tonight. Josh, how are you?
Doing well, Russ. Doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I've had easier nights. I will tell you, that MRA team is the real deal.
Yeah. They proved it tonight. They proved it tonight. To the Jackson Preps won, you know, six in a row, but to the Victor Goals was more. Obviously, this is just a regular season. There will more than likely be a round two with these two teams.
Oh, yeah.
But MRA proved that they can do it, and that's something funny here. My direct messages are just blowing up because I've got all these MRA fans saying, "We told you we were going to beat them. We told you we're going to beat them." And what I wanted to say was, y'all been saying that for the last six years. You've been telling me you like, why would it? You know, they're like, "You should have picked us. You should have picked us." I'm like, okay, well, I guess I should have the last 35 times as well. But you know, at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you know, that's a great team.
Yeah.
Like I said, a great addition. Phillip Short coming over from Northwest playing quarterback.
Yes.
And he's been pretty much the catalyst for that offense. Of course, Joe Perkins out there, receiver, and Ridge Future doing a good job in the backfield. And the kid, Josh Tucker, actually, I didn't realize he was out injured tonight. But, you know, hats off to them. Congratulations to Coach Herbert Davis. They brought him in to beat Prep, and he's done it in the regular season. And I'm sure Ricky Black might have something to say about that come late November, but we'll see. I think we'll see these teams again.
I think you're right. What do you think about this Northwest Rankin team, Josh?
Man, look, Russ, I went out there for that one, and I'll tell you one thing, man. When they beat Starkville, I was thinking to myself, well, maybe Starkville just came into this matchup and they weren't prepared, not well prepared, or something like that. It was a road game. But when I tell you Northwest Rankin is the real deal, Clinton's a very good team, as you know.
Yeah.
Clinton beat Brandon early in the season, and Brandon was, you know, ranked number two or number three in the state at that point. And Jamari Jones, that quarterback, I think it's been a win-win with Bill Short going over to MRA.
Because
after he, you know, lost his job to Jamari Jones. But Jamari Jones, I mean, the way he sits in that pocket and goes through his progression and getting the ball downfield, and then it makes it so much easier for him when he has receivers like Jari and Jones. I call them Jones and Jones, the law firm, you know, Jones and Jones for the people. But they are, like, he's so dynamic, and he's primarily played defensive back in the last couple of years, but nobody can stop that kid out there at receiver. He is the real deal. And I know Joe Moorhead is super excited that he decommitted from Oklahoma and decided to go with Hell State Nation. But that team's for real. They are what we thought they were. So
I know that you don't venture out a lot north and south, but I know you know enough to know what's going on, and the Horn Lake team in North Mississippi looks really, really good.
Yeah, and that's a team, you know, I kind of depend on the Brandon Shields of the world that kind of travel all over the state, you know, to give me input on those teams, but that Horn Lake, that's all I hear about. I haven't obviously gotten a chance to see them play live yet, but I mean, from what I'm seeing, and you know, when it comes to the scoreboard and what I can watch online on Huddle and things of that nature, they're a force to be reckoned with, and rightfully so. You know, in first, you know, number one in the state for that matter, they've earned that, and they continue to do so. But I would, you know, I guess some people were saying West Point should be able. I'm sorry, but Northwest Rankin, you've got to make a case for them at least at number two or three. I know Hattiesburg's good, Hornet's good, but I think Northwest Rankin, they should be up there at least at number two at this point.
Well, and I'll tell you another game tonight. You know, Crystal Springs have been playing really good football and have won more games this year than they've probably won the last three put together. But they ran into a buzzsaw tonight with Velma Jackson. This is a good Velma Jackson football team.
Man, you are absolutely right. And it comes down to, I hate to say it, but they go as Antavius Willis goes.
Yep.
Antavius Willis goes a lot. And he can do it through the air. He can do it as a running back. And he's a guy that, I mean, I saw him play the first game of the season when they played Ridgeland on a Thursday night. And you just knew he didn't belong in 3A football. He was just a man amongst boys. And it is shown. And Crystal Springs, it's a really good team. Of course, Tim McNair's has a really good team out there.
Yep.
And, you know, he comes from a great family with Fred and Steve and things of that nature. So, you know, he's going to have those guys ready to go. But it's going to be hard for anybody to mess with in district play or anybody to mess with Velma Jackson. I think they've kind of got this one locked up like the Weatherspoon boys did on the basketball team for Velma Jackson.
Yeah, you're right about that.
When it was just kind of going into the season, you knew they locked up the division.
And, you know, you don't go very far down 49 before you run into Mendenhall, and Mendenhall now is 7-0.
Yeah, that was a big one tonight, a really big one on homecoming. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you there.
No, I just saying that was that this is a good Mendenhall Tiger football team.
Yeah, they really are, and they do it the good old fashioned way. They love running the ball, you know, averaging close to 300 yards, you know, on the ground there. And as you get deeper into the season, and as it gets colder, and it'll start getting wet here, you know, going late October or November, those are the type of teams that usually do a lot of damage, because that all of that finesse stuff, at some point when it starts to get cold, you're gonna drop a few balls, and I don't care. You've got to have a good running game, and that's exactly what Mendenhall does. And they're kind of a team, you know, just because they're out of the metro, that a lot of people, I think, you know, kind of, you know, are sleeping on. And we had a chance to get down there tonight, and so we'll have some highlights from that game on Blitz 16. But they are really, really clicking and making Simpson County very, very proud.
Yeah, they love them down there. And the big rival game used to be Mendenhall and McGee. But I think that these guys are kind of in a class of their own. And Kylie, to wrap it up, Florence goes down to Macomb tonight. Florence has been playing good football, but to go down to Macomb tonight for the Wendy's Giant game of the week, and they come out with a loss, but it was a wild one. The young man from Macomb had 5 touchdowns in that ballgame.
Good Lord. Wow.
That was our game of the week. If you want to go back and look at it, it'll be on FNUTL.com on the archive section. But, Macomb lost to Lanier last week, and Lanier gets taken to the woodshed tonight. You know, that's one of the best stories so far in high school football, but they lost tonight by a score of, I think it was 62-22. Well, look, I'm going to cut you loose because I know you're getting ready for Blitz 16, but I appreciate you coming by and spending some time with us, Josh. Josh Jackson, Channel 16, Blitz 16. We'll definitely talk to you next week, my friend.
No doubt. Thank you, Russ.
All righty. Wow. A lot of good football still left to play. I think we're pretty much getting all the scores in now. And when we come back, we'll go to the top of the hour. George will go over all the scores that we have so that you can be caught up on them. And then we're going to be in the second hour. We're going to open up the phone lines. Josh West is going to talk a little Tri-County football. And then we're going to talk about the Wendy's Giant game tonight, which saw Macomb beat the Florence Eagles in the Jackson area. Lots more to come on Friday night. Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Wendy's. And you're in the Wendy's Giant studio here on Friday night, Under the Lights. We'll be right back.